The Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Now I know it's Monday. Katie Robber in from the chamber here. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Glad to hear it. I'm fantastic.
Thanks. Well, of course you're fantastic. You remembered your notes.
I did remember my notes. Yay.
That is a good thing because last week you didn't and it was just chaos. But you did very well.
Oh, thanks. But now I can be back on track.
So. I know. Probably the last thing you said, okay, if I leave this office, the one thing I'm not forgetting. I know.
Jordan, my marketing assistant, she said, make sure you get your notes because I'm not sending it via text anymore.
And Jordan's going to be here next week
filling in for you.
So that's exciting stuff.
Yeah, new voice.
What's going on here? What's happening?
Hey, Tuesday, Breck High School parking lot, mm-hmm. on Tuesday is a vehicle fair. It's free. And you get to see all of these vehicles, like the ambulance, a school bus. There's going to be a sheriff's car. There'll be a police car. And it's free to go explore mm-hmm. and get some more information. It's just a good opportunity to educate yourself about all these service vehicles.
Well, and a good chance to meet our local first responders,
right on.
Too. So
right on.
Definitely a good thing.
And there's going to be an ice cream truck. So let's explore the ice cream truck.
Yeah, the best truck ever.
Right. On Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Southern Valley Aging Expo is happening over at the Wahpeton Community Center.
Okay.
And then also on Thursday, Circle of Nations, they're going to have an 8th grade continuation powwow.
Nice.
And that is free to go see.
Have you ever been to one of those?
Well,
incredible.
I went to South Dakota State, and they had a really big one there.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
They really are.
Absolutely
inspiring. I always say if you go to one of those and you're not moved, something's wrong with you.
There's something about the drums and the dancers. Ugh.
I like the colors. I just like the colors they come up with, too.
Amazing. So 1 p.m. is grand entries, as well as 6 p.m., also grand entries. Supper is served from 4 to 5. So, and again, I think it's a free will donation. It's free to the public.
Okay.
So, yeah. Saturday, there's a flea market at Wells Memorial Park from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is also happening on Sunday, 10 to 4.
All right.
So they're looking for vendors. So if you want to sell your wares, I'm sure they will gladly take you.
They kind of got that cranked up last year and had a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, they did. But they're still looking for vendors. They want to get it bigger and better.
Sure.
All the information to contact... I think it's Kurt, is on our website on our events calendar. There's a little flyer there for you.
Fantastic.
Also on Saturday, Craze Dance Recital. That's happening this weekend.
The Craze Kids.
It's the theme is Who's Bad? Little Michael Jackson going on.
All right.
It's at the Science School Cultural Center. The solo showcase on Saturday is at 2 p.m. The recital is at 6 on Saturday, and then also at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Information about how to get tickets, I think they're $20, is also on our website.
All right.
Then one last thing. I Googled this name. On Sunday, they're celebrating celebrating Norwegian Constitution Day.
Is that Set in Demai? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Youth Shelter at Jacob Park, 1 to 3.
That's what's going on this week.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's what's happening.
A busy week, and it's only going to get busier. My calendar is, I think in the entire month of May, there's 2 empty days.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, because you would know this, mm-hmm. did Dominic, is chess going to be part of the Chalk Fest?
It.
Okay.
Chalk
or did
Fest,
I get that wrong?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
We just don't know what the details are.
Okay.
I don't know quite yet, but
there's a good chance it'll be a part
of
it.
Yeah, last year he set up in the shelter.
Okay.
Or in the
gazebo. Yeah.
And I think he'll probably do that this year again.
Because
it was pretty popular, so he's really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, listen, now we got Jordan in here next couple of weeks.
Actually, yep.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to your return.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
All right. Katie Robber, Wahpeton Breckenridge Chamber. And we talk with Katie every Monday. Talk chamber news here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. Born a breed apart. Can't tie them up, you can't pin them down. They're clinging to some old star. They'll chase that red.
best spirit.